Just think about this. It's been 13 weeks ago today that we had the Senior Bowl game take place. And a lot of times it's a decision for these players. Do you go to an All-Star game or not? As an evaluator, everything is a piece of the puzzle, from the fall tape to the All-Star games to the workouts. But I look at this draft, and I can't recall a draft where an All-Star game has helped more prospects than the Senior Bowl did this year. You start with EJ Manuel, who is the MVP of that Senior Bowl game. He emerges as the only first-round quarterback. Look at Ziggy Ansah, who had an unbelievable game. He emerges as the number five overall pick. Lane Johnson came down to Mobile as maybe a late first-round pick. He was phenomenal all week long. He ends up going as high as number four to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then finally, the number one pick in the draft, Eric Fisher, came into the Senior Bowl week. It's probably a first-round pick, but the way he dominated him in Mobile launched himself all the way to the very top, to the number one pick in the draft. And also, we talked about it all week down there in Mobile, guys, about Geno Smith electing not to play in that game. Geno Smith, as we all know, ended up sliding out of the first round. I can't recall a year where an All-Star game has been this important for so many players.
You know, DJ, it's kind of interesting because there were 10 first-round Senior Bowlers this year, which is the most in years. Three of the first five picks were Senior Bowlers. And I remember, Charles, one of our first conversations of the week was, why isn't Geno Smith here? Where's Kenny Vaccaro? Now, Vaccaro ended up being the number 16th pick in this draft, but the big picture, I think, is the NFL guys want to see you go through the entire process. Play your career, come to an All-Star game. It's great for the small school kids, too. Every once in a while, there might be a kid that shouldn't go to an All-Star game for a bunch of different reasons, but for the most part, Coach, I always endorse going there, A, because the entire league is there with the coaches, not just the scouts, and B, because you kind of have an opportunity to put your stamp on your career. What's your overall feeling on it?
I was undecided about the Senior Bowl until I coached it 1 year when I was with the Oakland Raiders, and you can't not look at that evaluation possibility to see all those guys there, all the coaches are there, but especially to be a coach that you're coaching there.
Yeah.
You get a chance to work with those guys. You get a chance to put them through drills. Can they do this? Can they not do this? You get a chance to understand how they learn.
You know,
can this guy pick up an offense and we're not going to make it complicated, but can he pick up what we want him to do in these 3 days?
And I meant to mention the other night, Charles, that when the Detroit Lions took Ziggy Ansah, the Detroit Lions were the Senior Bowl staff coaching him. And Jim Washburn, the defensive line coach, is going to be the guy who's going to either turn him into a Pro Bowler or this kid's going to have, you know, he's played a year and a half of football.
Right.
But it's the Senior Bowl and that exposure which got this kid drafted.
And we see it time after time. Coach Shaw just alluded to it. The decision to coach, you know, when he finally coached it, you're like, this is invaluable. Because one of the good things they do at the Senior Bowl, you don't just coach your one team that you have. They will flip it for one day where the coaching staffs will flip and spend time with those other kids so they get a chance to know everyone.
Yeah.
Every year, what do we hear? Coaching staffs that coach the Senior Bowl tend to pick kids who played in the Senior Bowl. It seems to work out that way each and every year.
I also like the opportunity for the smaller school kids or the small conference kids. And we talked about Eric Fisher. What are the first two tapes I went to before the Senior Bowl? Iowa and Michigan State because they were the, quote, big school games. Watch them against William Golson. Watch them against some high-level Division I competition. But once you get that Eric Fisher to a Senior Bowl, and I think we have a Senior Bowl tape of Fisher, which I'd love to see, but once he got there, this kid pitched a shutout. And all that stuff about what conference he was from went out the door.
There it is UCLA. Against UCLA.
That was Dayton Jones. This is Okafor.
Texas.
Watch his inside, the right foot and the right hand. I mean, he is so good at just running people by. There's no panic. His kick slide is easy. He doesn't overset. He's a natural bender, which means he sits into his pass protection, and he doesn't allow people to cross his face. When they do, he's got what's called a power step. The inside foot comes down and shuts the door and closes them down. So whatever concerns you had about a B.W. Webb or an Eric Fisher, to me, they get completely erased during a Senior Bowl. And the kid that doesn't go from a small school, I think it's as much as a 1-2 round deduction. Same player, same tape, but when you don't have the equality of competition, I think the league dings you that hard. Would you agree with that?
I agree 100%. It answers the question. can this kid play against high competition?
Right.
You know, and that's what the Senior Bowl does. It shows you here's great competition. Everything's being equal. You know, it's no more, well, he's playing against this one team, they're not very good, or whoever, they don't have a guy. You're going against guys in those drills every single day. And once again, going back to the Oakland Raiders, we watched those Senior Bowl one-on-ones. Not one day, not 2 days, 5 days. We watched those things over and over and over again and evaluated those guys against some really good competition.
B.W. Webb, Robert Alford, two small school corners who have gone in this draft. We're in the Senior Bowl this year. Alford from southeastern Louisiana. B.W. Webb from William & Mary. Stepped up their play, opened up our eyes at the Senior Bowl. Both of them drafted in the 2013 draft.
What about Havid? Havid. Kid from Havid.
Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, we can go on all day with this because we've seen it over the years. Those kids who come in and compete well have that opportunity. And then, again, you go back and plug in the films against the better teams they played. And you usually find out that they played fairly well.